But again, there wouldn't have been the support that might be in place today. I know, you know, from my own experience, there might be nowadays social workers put in place to improve parenting skills. Well, of course, in those days, that didn't happen.
I wanted to talk briefly about bathing routines.
Yes.
And if you could describe how people were bathed, how much time you had, where it was done, that kind of thing.
I can't recall there being any time restriction at all. I can recall the ward, villa was sort of a U shape, and the dormitory area was along one on the left-hand side. Then the day room and the eating area was on the bit at the bottom of the U, and then the other side were bathrooms, and then, ridiculously now looking back on it, the toilets at the far end. So anybody in their bed who was ambulant would have to walk all the way around the U-shape to get to the toilets, which was a ridiculous design. But there we go, that was then. The bathroom, the thing that does stay in my mind is, and I was frequently asked to bath, I can recall there being two baths in the room, in the bathroom, and I can't recall a shower. I can only recall two baths. And I can remember that sometimes I would go in with two or three young people, and invariably that the door was locked and I was locked in with them. Now, obviously, that was to stop people leaving. But it could be a bit frightening if somebody had epilepsy. When I was actually trying to run the baths and dress people, I was constantly watching that nobody would touch the hot tap. And it was also quite difficult to gauge what was too hot for some people and comfortable for others. But yes, I can remember being in there alone, and I can remember the door being locked.
So is it two baths but no screen in the middle, or?
No.